Someone asked me the following question. He has a child who he takes a self-defense class with. Again, it's like a parent-child self-defense class with other parents and children. And his child actually asked him if they're allowed to practice on each other's self-defense. And the reason, the concern is, the Torah says, "Umaka aviv imo mos yumas." If you strike a parent, then that's actually a capital crime according to the Torah. So obviously, you're not intending to strike a parent. Now, the prohibition of "Maka aviv imo" is only if you wound the parent or cause a bruise. So, if there's a purpose, an important purpose, in order to potentially wound the parent, or if it's done accidentally, obviously here the child and parent just practicing self-defense moves, and it's very unlikely that there will be an injury. Is it a problem or not? So I didn't find the Gemara discussing that case. The Gemara discusses a case of a child medically treating a parent. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, asked the following question: Ben Mahu Shiyagis Dam Laviv. Is a child allowed to engage in or practice bloodletting for his father? In those days, bloodletting was a medical treatment. So Rav Masna says, V'hafta recha kamocha. Sure you can. Because a person's only forbidden to do things to someone else if the other person does not want that to be done to them. Here, the parent wants the child to treat the parent, so it should be allowed. And Rav Dimi Bar Chinu Amar, Maka Adam Maka Behema, Ma Maka Behema L'Refua Pater, Af Maka Adam L'Refua Pater. Rav Dimi Bar Chinu says that just like if someone wounds an animal while treating it for medicinal, for medical purposes, the person is pater, it's not a problem. And the Farshim understand when it says pater means mutter, it's permitted. So also, if someone wounds an individual in the context of medical treatment, so he's also allowed to do that. So the Gemara seems to take these first two opinions, saying that it's permitted for a child to medically treat a parent. However, the Gemara continues and tells us two stories or two incidents. Rav lo shavik libre lemishka le silva. So Rav did not allow his son to remove a thorn that was at his skin. And Marbre de Ravina lo shavik libre lemiftach le kavta. And Marb, the son of Ravina, did not allow his son to open a blister for him, or so that the pus would come out. Dil machavel, because maybe it will result in a wound. So we see that there's a halacha which says seemingly a parent can treat a child, or a child can treat a parent. But then we have these stories of these Amoraim who did not allow their children to treat them. So the question is, what's the relationship between the halacha and the story? So the Rambam says that ideally a child should not treat a parent. This is the Rambam Hilchos Maamarim Perek Hei Halacha Zayin. Ideally, a child should not medically treat a parent because he might wound the parent unnecessarily. And when do we say that? When do these halachas apply? That's when there is someone else who can treat the parent. But if no one else can treat the parent, so then the child can treat the parent, even if inadvertently, unintentionally, he may wound the parent. In other words, the Rambam understands that the stories do not contradict the halacha. The halacha says that a child is allowed to medically treat a parent, but that's only when there's no one else to treat the parent. And the stories where these Amoraim did not let their child treat them are stories where there was someone else who could take care of them. However, the Rush understands that the stories, the Amoraim in the stories, argue on the Amoraim in the halacha. In other words, Rav Mas and Rav Dimi Bar Chinina say that a child can medically treat a parent. Rav and Marbre de Ravina say that no, that a child cannot medically treat a parent. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kibud Avim Simon Reish Memal Siv Gimel writes that a child should not treat a parent medically. However, the Ramah says that's only when there's someone else around. But if no one else is around and the parent's in pain, the child can treat a parent. So bottom line, halacha lemaisa is that ideally a child should, ideally it seems according to the Ramah, that if you could find someone else to treat the parent, then the child should not treat the parent. But if you can't find anyone else, so then the child can treat the parent. Now what does this mean, you can't find anyone else? So the Aruch HaShulchan, for example, in Siman Reish Mem Aleph, so Yvav writes that let's say there's another doctor, but the child is an expert. So then that's considered as if no one else can treat him. There's the child is the best doctor, the child can treat the parent. The Chalkos Yaakov goes one step further. He says, if the father wishes, this is Chalkos Yaakov Chelek Beis, Siman Lamentes, if the father wishes for the son to perform the procedure, then the child may do this. And the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Av, Siman Chav Zayin, says that if the father will need to be transferred to another hospital, if we don't allow the son to treat the parent at home, the son can treat him. And the Minchas Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Chelek Av Siman Lamed Bey, cites the Geshar Chaim rules that if hiring a doctor will come at a cost and the child can treat the father for free, then the child can treat the parent. Some were machmir. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was stringent with his leniency. He says that the son must pay a doctor to treat a father to avoid the risk of violating the prohibition of wounding the parent. So halacha lemaisa says, we say that if a child is the best one who can treat the parent medically, then the child can treat the parent, even if there's a possibility that he may wound the parent. However, what's our case? Our case is just the parent helping the child with self-defense moves in the context of a class. That would not rise to this level. So therefore, and perhaps another parent could substitute and practice on this child. And therefore, in this instance, when a child is taking a self-defense class with a parent, you really should have someone else partner with the child, not the parent, in engaging in these self-defense maneuvers. Even if the risk is minimal, we want to avoid the possibility that the child may injure the parent in this context.